The Uinta Wasatch Cache National Forest announced that permits for Christmas trees will be available October 31st and November 1st. It begs the question, what happened to Halloween and Thanksgiving? Kenneth Barkus, a professor of marketing at the Huntsman School of Business, says that businesses typically don't want to do things to upset their consumers, but no one seems to be complaining about the current trend.
There have been some parodies in the past. 1974, there was a Charlie Brown special where the characters go to a department store and they discover that it has Christmas displays already up in the middle of April. And there's a sign there that warns them to get their shopping done because there's only 246 days left until Christmas. I think that type of parody resonates with the consuming public, but I think they also look at it and, you know, they chuckle a little bit.
He says that consumers are responding favorably to the phenomenon that the retailers refer to as the Christmas creep. Barkus adds that consumers are not powerless.
They can vote with their dollars, just not shop at stores if they're offended that they're putting up displays too early. And you just don't patronize those stores. But I don't see that happening. It seems to me that consumers may sound disgruntled or they may project their displeasure with it, but I don't see any sense out there that they're against it.
Barkus says that the last 3 months of the year is the strongest shopping quarter, primarily because of Christmas. That by starting Christmas earlier, they're hoping to maximize their profits. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.
That's the jingle bell.